arts and crafts at the psych ward. The colored pencils are pointless to use because they're pointless. Part of the protocol for us, the beltless bunch, so the pencils stay long and the crayons get used to the knuckle. They cut out many craft options because scissors are off the table. The uncovered clay gets dry and unusable unless you smash it with all you got. And some do with all they got left. But most of what's inside us doesn't come out during art therapy. Dark and gray colors are rarely used. No snap brushes, no furious scribbling. The watercolors don't come from crying over spilled paint. We don't lose our minds if the tremors make us color outside the lines. We don't turn paintings into paper mache from tearing it up in a fit of rage. It is a reprieve from the overflowing conveyor belt of anxious thought, or the agitated catatonia sitting like a frozen wasp, or the tension of everyone sleepwalking with restless leg syndrome. Emotional but medicated into drowsy volcanoes. But in art therapy, sometimes what's inside us does come out, and it's beautiful. Sometimes the clay is smashed so that with careful hands, it can become a sculpture of hope.